Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Tzadik Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel and Yisrael Ben Bracha, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Reb Moshe Ben Reb Arya Leib. So we're moving along in Perek HaMoicher Peiros. We're still discussing halachos related to mekach umemkar. Mechras habayis, mechras hasfina, hamechir peiros. What is included, what's not included, mekach tois. Today's daf is going to be a continuation of that. Additionally, today's daf is also going to be a continuation of the previous daf in that the context of this mekach umemkar is going to be wine. Zok the Mishnah. If somebody sells wine to his friend, the hichmitz, and the wine turned into vinegar, meaning it's spoiled, became chaymitz, the seller does not have to reimburse the buyer, meaning he sold him wine. It was wine. Later it turned into chaymetz. It's not the responsibility of the sellers anymore, and as a result, he bears no responsibility. Let's say the seller knew that every year, every season, his wine spoils. Then, he should have notified the buyer of that. Being that he didn't, the buyer bought it not knowing that, it's a mekach tois, and therefore he will be chayv b'achrayis. What happens if somebody tells someone, I will sell you wine, and he specified that the wine that he's selling is yayim mevusim? Now, literally, yayim mevusim means tasty wine, wine that tastes good. The point is, if he simply said, I'm selling wine, chayiv lahamadloi ad ha'atzeres. So it's incumbent upon the seller to give the buyer wine that's going to last until Shavuos. Meaning, if it spoils before Shavuos, then it's a problem. But as long as it lasts until Shavuos, that would satisfy what he said he was going to do, which is selim yayim mevusim. The reason after Shavuos it doesn't still have to be okay, says the Rashbam, is because after Shavuos it gets really hot and wine doesn't do well when it's exposed to a lot of heat. And as a result, as long as it lasted ad ha'atzeres, the Moicher satisfied his obligation. V'yoshon. What happens if somebody says, I'm not just selling you wine, but I'm selling you yoshon, old wine, Michel Ishtak, it has to be at least 1 year old. So it can't be from the current vintage, but if it's from last year's vintage, that's going to be fine. Umeyushan, if he says not just Yoshan, but Meyushan, so that's a little bit more of an aggressive term. It's real aged wine, Michel Gimel Shanim, it has to be aged at least 3 years. Either way, a lot happened in this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to unpack it. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was, Hamoicha Yain Lechaveiroi, the Hichmet. Somebody sells wine to his friend, and the wine turned into chaymetz. Einoi chayev b'achri yusoi. The halacha is that the seller does not have to make this buyer whole. Meaning, the hefsid is on the dime of the buyer. V'im yodua she'einoi machmetz. But the Mishnah said, if the seller knew that his wine goes bad, hareiz a mekach tois, then it's a mekach tois. Meaning, then he would already have to make him whole. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, Loi shanu, this halacha of the Mishnah, that hamoicha yain lechaveiro v'hichmetz einei chayev b'achri yusoi, meaning the reisha of the Mishnah, this is only true b'kankanim d'loikeach. If the loikeach, the buyer, took the wine that he purchased and he put it into his own kankan. So we take for granted that today, if you buy wine, it comes with the bottle. But it wasn't always like that. So once upon a time, somebody would go to a moicha yain and he would have to show up with his own kankan. Sometimes not. Says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, the halacha of our Mishnah, that a moicher yayin lechaveiro v'hichmetz einoi chayev b'achri yusoi, that the moicher does not bear responsibility. It's talking about where the wine that the buyer purchased was in the loikeach's kankan. And the reason is because the moicher could always tell the loikeach that the reason the wine spoiled was maybe because of your kankan. I don't know what your kankan is all about. Wine has to be stored in a very specific way. So it could be you didn't store it properly. It's your kankan. As a result, I don't bear responsibility. I will build kankanim de moicher. But let's say somebody would sell wine and he would sell it him in his own kankan, meaning the kankan belonged to the seller. Then amrale, the buyer can tell the seller, ha chamrach, v'ha kankanach, It's your wine, it's your kankan, and it went bad. So obviously, it's something that you did. Meaning, you can't blame it on my kankan, because it's your kankan. So the wine is your wine, the kankan is your kankan, the wine spoiled, m'mon of shalch. I don't have my hands in this, this is all you. And in that case, enochinami, the seller is going to be chayav b'achrayis. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said a very big chiddush. The Mishnah says, if somebody sells wine to his friend, and it becomes choymitz, enoi chayav b'achrayusoi, zokt, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that's not always the case. That's only true if it's in the kankan of the lekeach, because the meicher has a koich hatayna, that maybe it's your kankan that caused this to happen. But to the extent that it's in the kankan of the meicher, being that the wine belongs to the meicher and the kankan belongs to the meicher, so then faker, the meicher very much is going to be responsible. But the Gemara says, I don't understand this. Why? V'chi kankanim the meicher may have, even if the kankan belongs to the meicher. Le malay, why can the meicher tell the lekeach lo yiboy lach l'shuye? Who asked you to keep the wine around so long? Meaning, why can't the seller tell the buyer, when I sold you the wine, it wasn't chaymitz. Okay, so you should have taken the wine home, poured a glass, and then another glass, and another glass, and you should have drank the wine. Who asked you to keep it around? Meaning, enochinami, it's my wine, and it's my kankan, and it went bad. But at the same time, had you drank it right away, then we wouldn't have been having this conversation. So why can't the seller tell the buyer, lo yibayulach l'shuyeh? Now the Rashbam says, very gishmak, that this sounds a little bit like the machlokes Rav and Shmuel that we had at the very, very beginning of the perek. When somebody sells a shor to somebody, v'nimtza nakhon, and the buyer comes to the seller and he says, you know, I bought this shor l'rad. In my mind, I was going to use it in the field. I can't use it in the field. Why not? Because the shor is nakhin. So what could the seller tell the buyer? I don't know. I sold it to you to shecht. Could you shecht it? Yeah. And as a result, it shouldn't be a mekach tois. Now, Rav holds that the person can tie a mekach tois. Shmuel holds you can't tie a mekach tois. The Gemara said, Roy people used to buy it l'radya, but Shmuel holds ein hocham b'mamen acharoy, and we paskin like Shmuel that ein hocham b'mamen acharoy. So the Rashbam speaks out zeir gishmak that you see already from that sugya that if somebody sells something to somebody where if you would use it one way, you would get the benefit from it, but if you use it another way, it could be, it would be a problem. Even if roif people use it in the way where it would be a problem, ein hocham b'mamen acharoy. So says Rashbam that even if roif people that buy the wine would not drink the wine right away, you would say, shita Shmuel is ein hocham b'mamen acharoy, and the Gemara's kasha of lo yibayulach l'shuyeh would be a good kasha. Meaning, this would be the equivalent of somebody sold somebody a shor, v'nimtza nakhon. I sold you wine, the nimtza that it had in it, the roots, to eventually turn into chaymetz. But ein hocham b'mamen acharoy. But says Rashbam, you don't even have to say that. Because when it comes to the shor, most people used to buy the shor l'radya. When it comes to the wine, some people drank it right away, some people didn't drink it right away. So freik the Gemara, I don't understand Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina's comment. You're saying that at the extent that the wine is in the kankan of the moicher, so then the moicher's chai b'achrai is why? If you would drink it right away, there would be no hefsen. A lot of people do drink it right away. And if that's the case, for sure, the moicher shouldn't be responsible. So the Gemara says, Loi tzricha, we're talking about the amalei lemikvah, where they made up lechatchila that he is going to keep it for a long time. Lemikvah means he's going to use it for cooking. And when you use wine for drinking, so then you drink it. But if you use the wine for cooking, then by definition, you're going to store it in a pantry, and every time you need a little bit of wine, you're going to pour a little bit out. So being that the agreement was that it was going to be stored for a long time, so you can't taina now the seller, because that was the agreement. We signed on it. We said that this was what was going to happen. And it's for that reason, said Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, that the only time the moicher is in chai b'achrayis is if it's b'kankanim de loikeach. But if it's in the kankan of the moicher, then he's going to be chai b'achrayis. And what Rabbi Reb Chanina do? He made two akintas in the Mishnah. He said the Mishnah is talking about where the agreement was that the seller is selling to the buyer lemikvah, to be used for cooking. As a result, he was boxed into making another akinta. And he said you have to say it's talking about where it's bekelev shalmoicher. Because if it's bekelev shalmoicher, the wine is the moicher's, obviously. The kankan is the moicher. There's an understanding he's going to use it for a long time. It goes bad. You bear that responsibility. Being that the Mishnah is talking about where it was Bekelev Shaloi Keach, so it's for that reason the Moichah is not Chai Bachrayis. Why is he not Chai Bachrayis? The reason is because he could always tell him maybe it was Kelev Shaloi Keach that caused this to happen. Now, by the way, the second halacha of the Mishnah was V'im Yodua Sheyenei Machmetz Harezen Mekach Tois. Why? if it's kelim shalikeach. So even if he knows yeno is machmitz, so why can't he say maybe it's your kelim that causes this? So the Rashbam says the reason is pasha, because if his wine has a tendency to always go bad, so then it must be the wine that caused it to go bad, and it's not the keli. But the bottom line is, this is the way Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina explained the Mishnah. So, Freitig Mara Kasha, my dochid Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina look lamasisa bekan kan do ikeach, uda amalei lemikvah. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina essentially made a double ikimta. He made an ikimta, it's talking about lemikvah, and that forced him to make an ikimta that it's kelev shal ikeach. Lechura, wouldn't it have been more glat, lukma bekan kanim de meicher, make an ikimta that we're talking about where the kankan belong, even to the Meicher, Udulay Amalei LaMikvah, and it's talking about where he didn't say LaMikvah. Meaning, the only reason that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina had to say that the Mishnah is talking about Kelev Shalikeach is because he made an Akimta that it's LaMikvah. Had it not been LaMikvah, meaning if the Mechira was a Mechira Stam, that even if it's Bekelev Shal Meicher in a Chai Bachrayis, why? Because Lo Yibay Lach Lashuya, like the Gemara asked the Kasha, who asked you to keep it around? So why would Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina make two ikimtas, and for the same price he can make no ikimtas? Meaning, the Mishnah doesn't say a word about a meicher yain lechaveroi lemikvah. The Mishnah also doesn't get involved in who owns the kankan. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, for some reason, has this urge to say that the Mishnah is talking about where he sold it lemikvah. Hence, he has a problem. Why are you not chai b'chais? Oh, must be it's kelev shaloi keach. Don't make the ikimta that it's lemikvah, which is the stimas hamishnah, and you're not going to be forced to get involved in who owns the keli. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava." Rava said, "Masnisan kashise." The reason Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Chanina, made this double akimta because he held it was muchach that way in the Mishnah. Why? Diktani, because the Mishnah said, "Im yodua sheyenei machmitz harizem mekachtois." In the event that this person knew that his wine goes bad, then it's a mekachtois, and he was bothered. Amai, why for sure in that case where the meicher knows that his wine goes bad, is he chay bachrayis lemalei? Why can't he tell the lekeach lo yiboyulach leshuye? You shouldn't have kept it around. Meaning that taina of lo yiboyulach leshuye is not just a taina in the reisha; it's a taina in the seif as well. It's a taina even in the event that he knows that his wine goes bad. Who cares? I know my wine goes bad. It's like the case where the person sold the shahr, where he knows it's a nakhin, but checked it. Who asked you to keep it around? So I know my wine goes bad. That doesn't make it a mekachtois, because if you would drink it right away, you would never have an opportunity to go bad. Elolav shmam. You know, from that part of the Mishnah, it's muchach to amalei lemikvah, that it must be talking about where he lehedya made up that he's going to keep it around for a long time. He knows his wine goes bad, thus he have a mekachtois. Abishmam, you know, what do you see from here? That the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah, is for sure talking about where he sold it the mikvah. If that's the case, the first part of the Mishnah also has to be talking about where he sold it the mikvah. If he sold it the mikvah, why is he not chay b'achrayas? The teretz is, it's talking about where it was kelev shalikeach. So enochinam. Mitzad the halacha of the Mishnah in a vacuum, hamoicha yain lechaver v'hichmetz enoi chayev b'achri yusoy. It's possible that that halacha would be true even b'kelev shal moicher, where he didn't sell the mikvah. But Rabbi Yosef Chanin is not just telling me all the halachas of hamoicha yain lechaver. He's being mefarish a Mishnah, and in the Mishnah he chaps that the time of the Mishnah made the kimta we're talking about the mikvah. How does he know that? He knows that from the second halacha. Either way, Rabbi Yosef Chanin just said a chiddush. He said that hamoicha yain lechaver v'hichmitz einoi chaya b'achri yusai, in the event that it was sold lemikvah, is only true if it was kelev shalikech. If, however, if it's kelev shal moicher, so then for sure the moicher is going to be chaya b'achrayis. And the reason is because at the end of the day, this wine went bad. And it's clearly the moicher that caused this wine to go bad. It's his wine. It's his kankan. And the understanding was that it was going to be around for a while. So in that case, for sure the Meicher is going to be Chayav Bachrayis. I, the Mishnah, says Eino Chayav Bachrayis. The Mishnah is talking about where it's Kelev Shalikech. The Mishnah could have, would have, should have been talking about also where he didn't sell the mikvah, but in Pshat in the Mishnah, that's where Rabbi Yisrael Chanina came out. Says the Gemara, Upligad Rav Chiyah Bayis. This halacha, that's clearly implied very much from everything that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, is at odds with something that Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said, and this is another Dvar Agada, and it's going to usher in more Agada to Gemara that literally permeates the whole Bava Basra, underrated. But either way, what Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef say, Chamra Mazl Demari Garim, a person's wine is going to be really dependent on his own mazel. So if somebody has a good mazel, he's going to have good wine. And if somebody has not such a good mazel, he's going to have not such good wine. And Shenemar, it's based on a posik, the Novi Chabakuk said, Va'afki hayayin boigeid gever ya'ir v'lo yinve. But the point is that from that pasuk you see that wine is somehow dependent on the person. And if a person's a good guy, he's going to have good wine. You're not such a good guy, you're going to have not such good wine. The Rashbam says that the pasuk is talking about gaiva, right? V'afki ayayim boyge gever ya'ir v'lo yinve. If a person's about gaiva, not such good wine. If you're not such about gaiva, better wine. But bottom line is, says the Gemara, according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, that chamra mazla demare garim, that a person's wine is really tali in his mazel. So then what should emerge is that if somebody sells wine, l'chaveira, even though it's his wine, and even if it's kankan in the moicher, and even if they made up that he's going to leave it for a long time, afilu hachi, the halacha should still be that the moicher is not chayav b'achrayas. Why? Because once you sell it, now the fate of the wine is really tali in whoever owns it. And who owns it? The buyer owns it. So says the Gemara, from the fact that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina made an akimta loishanu ela b'kankadam d'loikeach, it's pligid the Rabbi Chir by Yosef. Because according to Rabbi Chir by Yosef, chamra mazli d'marigarim. So it's interesting, because this line of chamra mazli d'marigarim is a dvar agada, but we're very much implying this dvar agada to a dvar halacha, to an intense dvar halacha. And we're saying that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef are clearly arguing with each other. So here's the moment of digression, a little agada to Amr Amari, Hayman Diyar. If someone's about gaiva, afilu inche beisalei megabel, even the people in his own family are not going to be megabel anything that he has to say. Meaning people don't like balei gaiva. They're not megabel what balei gaiva have to say. La'anovim yitin chen. But when a person's about gaiva, it's the antithesis of that. But you would think maybe his own mishpacha. Said Rav Mari, this is what he's coming, Lerabois, that if someone's about gaiva, even his own family won't be makabalim shenema. The pasuk says, Gever yoyer v'loy yinve. My v'loy yinve b'nove shaloy. Nove means your abode, your house. Even your own house is v'loy. They're not going to want to hear from you. Amar Rav Yudam Arab, Kalam miskoy b'talushim. Talmud Chacham, if someone is miskoy in a talus of a Talmud Chacham, ve'enoy Talmud Chacham, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, ein machnisen oisoy b'mechitzasei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person like this, they don't allow him in the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So someone that acts like a Talmud Chacham when he's not a Talmud Chacham, he can't get too close to the Shechina. Ksiv Hach, it says over here, v'loy yinveh, v'ksiv Hasam, and it says over there, el nevei kotshecha. So someone that is misgoy betalish a Talmud Chacham, the inner Talmud Chacham, he can't come to the el nevei kotshecha. If you look at the Rashbam, and if you look at the Mefarshe HaGemara, most explain that this is a sifkotin in Hilchas Gaifa. Truth is, Lashon Gemara sounds that way. Kol ha-misgoy betalis shel Talmud Chacham, ve'enoy Talmud Chacham. Also, it's coming behemshech, the ha-hayman de-yoyer. So, this whole sugi is a sugi of gaiva. Talked away a few mamorim related to gaiva. So, if someone's about gaiva, ein machnisin oisnei b'mchitzasoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, we know the Gemara says in Saita Daf Hamed Aleph, that's the daf in Shas that waxes very poetically in a bad way. Regarding Gaiva, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, with regards to me and the Baal Gaiva, Eina Niva Hu Yechaylum Lador. We can't be in the world at the same time. But the point is, you find this Indian that a Baal Gaiva can't come too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kol HaMizga'e, Ein Machnisin Oysa B'mchitzas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I saw the Teres Chaim on the Gemara with a Pashtus. He says, the Gemara doesn't mean gaiva. What the Gemara means is sheker. And this is one of the themes that we've had over the last few weeks, that if someone's miskoy betalish al Talmud Chacham, eini Talmud Chacham, he's a shakrim. Meaning, he's not an erlich person. He's making believe he's some grace of Talmud Chacham, when in reality, he's not a grace of Talmud Chacham. If someone is a shakrim, doiver shkarim, well, you can Lefana, right? Someone that is a doivish karim, it's one of the four kitos that are not mekabel p'nei shchino. So the Teres Chaim, just as a pashtus, he doesn't say it's not gaiva, but he's mefarish the Gemara, and the way he's mefarish the Gemara, this is sheker. So this person really is wearing two hats. He's wearing the hat of gaiva, he's wearing the hat of sheker, regardless, ein machnis en oisoy, dem chitzos et shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we now return to our regular program. Amar Rav, hayman, da zamali chavisa d'chamro, l'chenva, if somebody sells a chavis of wine to a chenveni, to someone that has a geschäft, he's a retailer, he sells wine. Adaita l'sabuye, and this chenveni took down a huge shipment of wine with the intention of selling it to people as they come. So people would come and they would buy. But this wine's going to have to last for an extended period of time. V'takif apalga oyatilsa. And then at some point it's spoiled, meaning halfway through it's spoiled, a third of the way it's spoiled. So dinahu, the halacha is the mekabel amine. The moicher is going to be chayav achrayas. So in this situation, the moicher is going to be chayav achrayas. So you have somebody that sold wine, it went bad, what we're saying is the moicher is chai bachreis. But what's the case? The case is this person was zavon lechavisa de chamra lechanva adaita lesabuya. He sold it not just to a regular person; he sold it to a chenvini, and the kavana was that the chenvini was going to keep it around. So the Rashbam says, why is the moicher chai bachreis? So he says, mamonavshach. The metzias was that when these people would sell these huge shipments, so they would have to provide the container, this chavis where the wine was going to stay. So you have a person that sold wine. He sold it in his own kankan, and he sold it lemikvah. He sold it for it to stay around because he did it to a chenveni, a daita lesabuye. That's the derech of the chenven. If that's the case, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, where it's Kalov shall moicher, yeinoy shall moicher, and it's clearly stipulated that it's going to be lemikvah. That loch is going to be chai bachreis. Meaning, even though the Mishnah said a moicher ayin lechaber v'hichmetz in a chai bachreusoy, but Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said where it's lemikvah, it's dafka bekalov shall moicher. So here it's lemikvah, but it's bekalov shall moicher, and it's for that reason the moicher is going to be chai bachreis. What about according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said chamra mazel de mori garem, which means even if it's bekalov shel moicher, we always look at it as being in the possession of the buyer, and as a result, if it went bad, it went bad on his dime. So says the Rashbam that the way these sales used to work, it was on consignment. So the buyer didn't buy it, sell it, and make a profit. It was on consignment, right? He would try to sell it, but whatever he couldn't sell, he would return. So it comes out, it's still in the possession of the moicher. Being that it's still in the possession of the moicher, so mimon of shoch, the halach is that the moicher is going to be chai bachreis. In other words, at first glance, when you listen to Rava's memra, hayman de zavale chavisa de chamer lechamvah, taita de sabuye, dino hu de mekabel laminei, you're, what? That's kenegan of a furish mishnah. The mishnah said, amoicher yayin lechaber vehichmetz eni chai bachreis. The teretz is mimon of shoch. We had Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina's Mahalach in the Mishnah. We had Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef's Mahalach in the Mishnah. Zilhacha, zilhacha. This is the Teretz. But the Gemara says you have to read the fine print. Number one, v'lo yamarin el v'lo yishani bebaris. The only time this is true is if the chenveni didn't move the spigot in this chavis. Avashani bebaris, but if you did that loy. And the reason is because sometimes that could impact the way the wine ages. As a result, we view him as being a shaleach yad, being a peshe on some level. That case, he's going to be chayv. Additionally, v'lo yamarin el v'lo yamati yoyim deshuka. This is also only true if the yoyim hashuk didn't come. But let's say the yoyim hashuk came and he didn't sell it during the yoyim hashuk, loy, then already not. And the reason is because even though in this case the moicher sold it to the lekeach with the understanding he's going to keep it for a long time, but not forever. And in his mind, once the yoyim hashuk comes, at that point he's going to sell it. So it's lemikvah. And if he kept it more than the Yom HaShuk, now already the Moicher is not responsible anymore. And for that reason, in that instance, the Halach is the Moicher, like in the din of the Mishnah, already won't be Chai Bachreis. On my Rav, Rav said another Halach. Hayman the Kabel Chamra Adaito, the Mamtile le Parvasa de Voil Shvait. So somebody was Mekabel wine from somebody else with the intention of going and selling it specifically at the port of Voil Shvait. So the background to this is that two people got together and they decided to make an iska arrangement. Rashbam here, like the Rishonim throughout Shas, give us the detailed description of what the iska is. We've gone through this together in the shir so many times. But the basic concept of the iska, not the heter iska, the actual iska was where you had two people that decided to go into business together. One person has money and the other person has know-how. He has a certain geschäft that he's very proficient in. And basically the arrangement is that they're going to go, hopefully earn a profit on this geschäft, and they're going to split the profits, 50-50, 60-40, whatever the exact arrangement was. Chazal said that this arrangement was viewed as palga milva, palga pekadin, and the reason they did this was to avoid ribbis problems. This is Ezo Neshech 101, the Inkan Hamakam Laharech. But the point is, what happened over here was, one person provided the wine, the money, and the other person knew how to sell wine. But the arrangement was that the seller tells the buyer, I don't want you to just take the first price. I don't even want you to take just any good price. I want you to go to Voil Shvait. What was the yichus of Voil Shvait? Apparently, their wine was less benimtza, there was more demand than there was supply, and as a result, the thought process was that he was going to end up getting a good price. Okay, so that's the deal that these two have made. Adamati Hassam, and before this operator had a chance to go to Voil Shvait, Zol, the price of the wine went down. So the halacha is dinahu de mekabele. The person that provided the wine, he has to take full responsibility and he incurs the entire loss for anything that happened. Meaning, even though the shutfin, and being that the shutfin said they're supposed to split the profits and the losses based on whatever split they agreed on, but over here he's going to take full achrayas. And the reason over here he's going to take full achrayas is because he was the one who stipulated that you can't sell it until you go there. And being that he said you can't sell it until you go there, it's implied as if he took achrayas for any price fluctuation that's going to happen between here and there. And it's for that reason, if it goes down in price, meaning the commodity went down in price, the halacha is the person that provided the wine, he's the one that made the stipulation, he bears full responsibility. He should only be responsible for 50% of the loss, but being that the operator is following his orders, it's as if they agreed that he's going to incur any losses that happen between here and there. Okay, this is where it gets more interesting. What would be if this person is on his way to Vol Shvoit, and when he was on his way there, it turned into chala, it turned into vinegar. What's the halacha? Meaning, now, are we going to say that the meicher is going to bear full responsibility? Not the meicher, the person that's providing the wine. Or do we say that over here, they're going to have to shear the profits and the losses? So what's the shayla? So the Gemara is going to say that really the shayla is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. And the reason is because in the world of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, this should be similar to someone that's selling wine b'kankanim the moicher, when there's an understanding that you're not going to take down the wine right away. Why? Who provided the wine? The gvir, the person that has the wine, right? Whose kankanim was it in? He provided the kankanim. That's the akimta. Additionally, he told him not to sell it right away. He told him to sell it in Vol Shvoit. So if it ends up going bad, the operator is going to turn to him and he's going to tell him, you know, we had an agreement, but you gave me bad schayra. And being that you gave me bad schayra, you have to bear the full responsibility. That's in Rabbi Yosef Chanina's world. In Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef's world, the way you look at it, the way you set this up is a little bit differently. Because he holds Chamra Mazli the Mari Garin. And over here, at the end of the day, once we shake hands on this agreement, we're partners. Pal Gamilva, Pal Bekadin, right? So we're Shutfin. And being that we're Shutfin, so I have to bear equal responsibility. So if you look at the world the way Rabbi Yosef Chanina looks at the world, then L'chayra, the person that provided the wine is going to bear full responsibility. If, however, you look at it the way Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said, you're going to have to split it. So the Gemara says, let's see it inside. I'm only Rav Hillel the Rav Ashi, Ke Avon Be Rav Kahana, on my lawn, he said, Chala, Loi, in the event that it went bad, Loi what? Then the person that provided the wine is not going to have to bear full responsibility. Udeloi Ke Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Because he held not like Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. He held like who? Like Rav Chiya bar Yosef. The Chamra Mazal Demari Garin. And being that they're Shutfin over here, therefore they have to split the losses. Ikadami, some say that he said no, just the opposite. That when it came to Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Afilu Chalanami Mekabel. Even if it goes bad, still what? Still the person that provided the wine is going to bear responsibility. And the reason is because it's his wine, it's in his kankan, and he was the one who told him, don't do it right away. Right? If he wouldn't have told him, just to be clear, don't sell it until you go to Vol Shvoit, so then right? So then already there's some element of pshia maybe on behalf of the operator. But being that he specifically told him, don't do it right away, so this is mamish Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina's case. Come on, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said that in that case, the moicher bears full responsibility. Over here it's not a moicher. Over here it's the person that's providing the yayin. He's going to have to bear full responsibility. Either way, Yoshon, Michel, Ishtaked, V'chudu. So the Mishnah says, if somebody sells wine to somebody, it doesn't say age wine, it just says wine. Oh, it has to last until Shavuos. If somebody says, I'm selling you Yayin Yoshan, it has to be at least 1 year old. And if he says, Miyushan, then it has to be already Gimel Shanim, 3 years. The Gemara says, Tana, there was a Braisa that added to what the Mishnah says, Kedarkum Bakoydesh al HaBraisais, and it said, Umiyashin V'hoylech Adachak. That it means that it has to make it until Sukkot of the third year. If it can't last until Sukkot of the third year, so then the seller didn't fulfill what it said that he was going to do. It's up to Mishnah Vayta. If somebody sells a piece of land to his friend, now the Bach adds some important language over here. So somebody sold a piece of land to his friend, and the purpose was that the buyer was going to make a base chasnus for his son, ubeis almanus labitoi, or a base almanus for his daughter. So what's a base chasnus and what's a base almanus? A base chasnus is if somebody's son is getting married, so back in the day he would make a house, he would literally build it for him, and it was usually in the vicinity, sometimes even attached to his own house, and that's where the young couple was going to live. What's a base almanus? A base almanus means if somebody has a daughter that Rachmana Litzlan became an almana, so she would move back in with her parents, but not necessarily literally living in the house with her parents. So again, the father would make this house, and that was known as a base almanus. So either way, somebody sells land to his friend, lasos loy base chasos nevnoi, u base almanus lebit b'chein, hamekabel b'chaveiroi, or if you have somebody that didn't buy land, but rather he was a makabel, so this person's a contractor, and he has an agreement with somebody else, and the agreement is that I'm going to build for you, so he's not buying the land to build, he's just a contractor, he's hired to come and do the job. And what's he going to do? He's going to build a beis chasos nabnoi, u beis amenes labitoi. So what's the halacha? Boina arba amos al sheish divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that when you're selling the land, you have to make sure that it's big enough for you to be able to build a house that's going to be 4 amos by 6 amos, which is not very big, by the way. Or if you're a makabel, you have to be makabel to at least make it 4 by 6. That is the shear of the beis chasnos and the beis amenes. Rabbi Shmuel heard what Rabbi Akiva said, and he said, Refes Boker Hizu. That sounds like a barn to me. I mean, what kind of house is this? Okay. Talk to Mishnah like that. Right? So, last is Refes Boker. Let's say somebody, Taka, wants to make a Refes Boker, meaning somebody's buying land and he makes up, then I'm doing it for a Refes Boker. If someone's a Makabel to build a Refes Boker, boy, in a Dalanam, it's all sheesh, right? 4 by 6. Makes a lot of sense in light of what we just said. The Gemara is going to clarify all this. Bayis katan. Let's say somebody agrees to build a bayis katan, or somebody buys land to build a bayis katan. So what's a small house? Sheish al ches, 6 by 8. Godol, what's a big house? Ches al eser, 8 by 10. Shvachas August. Traklin, what's like a mansion? Yud al yud. Rumoy, what about the height? Like, what's the height of the ceilings? Kechatzi arkoi u kechatzi rochbay. So the height would be half of the width plus the length. So for example, in your Refes Boker, or your base chasis and base amenus, where it's 4 by 6, so 4 plus 6, this is easy math, is 10, divided by 2 is 5, so it would be 4 by 6, and the height would be 5 amos. Raya ledover, and a raya to this, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Reb Shimon Gamliel said, it's kerum binyan ha-heichal. Look at the heichal. The heichal conformed to this, and the reason is because the heichal, which we'll see more about tomorrow, was 40 amos long, it was 20 amos wide, and the height was 30 amos. So 40 plus 20 is 60, and if the height is 30, so you see that the height is one half of the sum of the length and the width, which is this ratio that Chazal gave us, says the Gemara. We have a light omid here. Lomali lemisna beis chasnus lebnoi u beis almanus lebitoi. So we're talking about somebody that buys land to build what? A beis chasnus lebnoi or a beis almanus lebitoi. Or someone's mekabel to build a beis chasnus lebnoi and a beis almanus lebitoi. Read the Gemara. Why by the chasnus do we say benoi, and when it comes to the almanus, do we say bitoi? Listening, what should it have said? Beis chasnus nebnoi ulabitoi, and beis almanus nebnoi ulabitoi. When it comes to the chasna, you talk about your son. And when it comes to the almana, you talk about your daughter. It's a funny zach. I mean, it can't be bedikto. It's not like that halacha is going to change. So why would the Tana of the Mishnah have said it this way? So the Gemara says, Milsa agav urche kamashwan. The Tana of the Mishnah wanted to tell me something. Bederech agav, that what? The loidarka de chasna lameda bechamua. That it's inappropriate for a son-in-law to live with his shver, kedechsiv b'sefer ben sira. And the background to this is something that it says in Sefer ben sira. So what does it say in Sefer ben sira? Hakol shakalti b'kaf maznayim. Dover b'itoy. He said, I measured everything on a kaf maznayim. V'loy matzasi kal misubin. I couldn't find anything lighter, right? On the kaf maznayim, you try to figure out the midos and the mishkolos, how heavy and how light things are. So he said, the lightest thing was subin, bran. As in bran flakes, right? Bran. That was the lightest thing. The kal misuben. However, you should know there is something that's even more kal than suben, and that's chosen hador beveis chamav. A chosen that lives beveis chamav, that's even kal misuben. By the way, why is it so kal? So it's not because of the shver, it's because of the mother-in-law, because of the potential for an aveira to take place. The kal mechosen, And something that's even more cow than that, like what weighs less than that? Oireach machnes oireach. A guest that invites a guest. The cow may oireach. And you want to know what's even more billig than that? May shivdava b'terem yishma. People that answer questions before they even hear the question. Shenema, and this already has a source in Mishle. It says, may shivdava b'terem yishma, iveles hiloy uchlima. Somebody that answers the question before you heard it, it's an iveles, it's a klima, it's not much bizyoinus. It's a very, very bad thing. But either way, what do you see from Ben Sira? That chosen adab, that's a dover kal. It's even more kal than subin, which on the kafma's naim is the lightest thing you're ever going to find. But the bottom line is that you see it's an inappropriate thing. Okay, atra alkins. How does that answer the question? That's why we mention beis chasnos lubnoi u beis amonos lubitoi. Because in a perfect world, a person, when his couple gets married, so where's his son going to live? Not by the shver, because Petzira said that's a kalos. So where's the son going to live? He's going to live with him. His daughter, however, is not going to live with him. Because if his daughter is going to live with him, then by definition, that means his Edom is living by him. That's not okay. So when it comes to the Beis Chasnos, it should be Beis Chasnos Lebnoi. It should not be Beis Chasnos Lebnitoi. But the inverse is what happens if one of the spouses die. So in the event that the spouse dies, so if the daughter's husband dies, so she was living where? With her husband. So now she has to move back in. Oh, she has to move back in. He has to make a beis almanos. But if his son's wife dies, he's not going to have to make a new bias because they were living there anyways. That you want to know why it's beis chasnos lebnoi, u beis almanos lebitoi, it's agav urche kamashmalon, and it's based on what? It's based on Sefer Ben Sira. Now's not the day, but Sefer Ben Sira, what is this Sefer and why does the Gemara quote this Sefer? What's even more interesting is that the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin in the sugyas of the Elu She'em Lehem Chelek Ba'olam Haba, and Rabbi Akiva famously said that if someone reads Svarim Chitzoinim, sees Ein Lo Chelek Ba'olam Haba, Amar Rabbi Yosef said, what's an example of Svarim Chitzoinim? It's Sefer Ben Sira. It's a pella. So Sefer Ben Sira is some philosophical work that goes down as one as the Svarim Chitzoinim. Yet we have a Mefurash Gemara that says Kedichsev the Sefer Ben Sira. This is not the only place that the Gemara quotes Sefer Ben Sira. The Gemara quotes Sefer Ben Sira in many places in Shas. Rishonim quotes Sefer Ben Sira in different places in Shas. Clearly, it was a controversial work. That goes without say. It's something that requires its own rabbi. We've spoken about it many times in the past, but there's more to say. Beis Hashem, we're going to get to that another day. Either way, going back. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a refes bakar hizu. So what did the Mishnah say? If somebody sells makam l'chaveiroi for a beis chasnos levnoi or a beis almanus lebitoi, so Rabbi Akiva said, the makam has to be big enough for 4x6. 4x6 would be the appropriate chair. Rabbi Shmuel said, that's a barn. Animals, cows belong there. Refes bakar hizu. And then the Mishnah continued and said, Aroitz alasis, refes bakar, Bein Adalat Al Sheish, right, which stems very much with Rabbi Yishmael. Stating that the Gemara, as we'll see, had a little bit of an ibaya, had to read Pashim Shana in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Refes Bakar Manketani Lo. Who said those words that Haroid Salasis Refes Bakar Bein Adalat Amos Al Sheish? Ikadamri, some say Rabbi Yishmael Ketani Lo. It was Rabbi Yishmael that said it. Ikadamri, some say Rabbi Kiva Ketani. It was Rabbi Kiva that said it. Ikadamri, Rabbi Kiva Ketani Lo. Some say Rabbi Kiva said it. Vachi Kamar. This is Rabbi Kiva saying. Afal Pisha Refes Bakar. Even though I know Rabbi Yishmael, you're right. That 4x6 is really a refes bakar. Sometimes people live like the cows do. People will live sometimes in an abode. That's the size of a refes bakar. So it's Rabbi Akiva talking. Rabbi Akiva says that if someone's meicher makam l'chaveiroi for beis chasnos and beis almanos, it's 4x6. Rabbi Shmuel said refes bakar. Rabbi Akiva said, I'm asking. That is the shifa, Refes Bakar. But Afal Pikein, sometimes people live that way. The Ikeda Amri, some say Rabbi Shmuel Ketanah. Rabbi Shmuel is the one that said it. The Hachi Kama, Rabbi Shmuel Tainas, Rabbi Akiva, 4x6, that's a Refes Bakar. And he supported what he said. He backed it up by saying, Shairoit Salasis, Refes Bakar, Oysa Arba Amis, Al Sheish, would make it 4x6. Abzakhtar Hashem, what's the nafgamina between the two Lashainas? According to the second Lishna, Rabbi Akiva probably disagrees with the whole premise of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel saying 4x6 is a Refes Bakar. Rabbi Akiva saying, I disagree. I don't think it's a Refes Bakar. Rabbi Shmuel's the one that says, Shairoit Salasis, Refes Bakar, should be 4x6. Rabbi Akiva is going to say, no, I hold the Refes Bakar smaller. How much smaller? The Gemara doesn't say. Oh, but that's the nafkamina between the two Lashainas. According to the first Lishna of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva's moida to the premise of Rabbi Yishmael, that 4x6 is really for Refes Bakar. About Filu Hachi, 4x6 is also for Beis Chasnos and Beis Almanos, because sometimes people live that way. According to the second Lishna, a person never lives to Refes Bakar. The reason Rabbi Akiva holds 4x6 is for Beis Chasson to Beis Amonos is because he holds the Refus Bakr is actually smaller than that. The Milam Acherim, according to the first Lishna, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva only arguing on one point. They're only arguing if, what's the mukim for a Beis Chasson and a Beis Amonos. They're not arguing about the shear for a Refus Bakr. According to the second Lishna, they're actually arguing on two points. They're arguing, number one, what's the Beis Amonos, Beis Chasson? Number two, what is the proper shear for a Refus Bakr? And Cheshbon, they're really both Tali Zebezeh. Traklin Yud Al Yud. The Mishnah said that what's the shear for a traklin? It's 10 by 10. My traklin, what is a traklin? So the Gemara says, Kufsa Bevardi. So the Rashbam says, Kufsa's Miloshin Kuba Shel Zoynois. So apparently it seems like this was some structure that had very tall windows. And this Kuba had Vardi. Vardi means roses. So it was something that had like different flowers and people didn't live there, but they would go there to just to spend some time and to relax a little bit. And there were usually flowers, there was some garden that was over there. The bottom line is the minimum shear of this traklin is Yud Al Yud. Tani Gluntin Abraisa, Vikanter, the Mishnah didn't mention, the Kanter is Shteim Esrei Al Yud Beis. That's 12 by 12. My Kanter, what's the Kanter? Tarbitz Apadni. So the Rashbam says, this is a Chatzur Gadol, Sha'isim Sarim Betzad Apadni Shalem. This is a big Chatzur that the chosh of the people, the sarim, used to have next to their palace, next to their mansion. Sounds like Giardino Giusti, Tzimdritin. But the bottom line is they had this tarbitz apadni, this gana bevucha, and that's what this is. The minimum shear would have to be yud beis, al yud beis. Rumei kechatzi arkim kechatzi rachbay. Rai ledava, Reb Shimon Gamliel lemi kibinyan hechaz. And the Mishnah said, what about the height? So all these different places, you have the length, you have the width. What about the height? So he said, oh, the height has to be half of the sum of the length and the width. And Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Raya ledavar, kibinyan hechaz. Now if you look at the words of the Mishnah carefully, Rumay kechatzi yarka kechatzi rachbay, raya ledavar, Reb Shimon Gamliel leimir kibinyan hechel. That's a little bit funny, right? Raya ledavar, Reb Shimon Gamliel said. Usually we would say, I'm Reb Shimon Gamliel, raya ledavar, or Reb Shimon Gamliel leimir, raya ledavar, raya ledavar, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Right, we're talking a little mekanul abal mafreya, a little bit tzurik tzaveis, and it's for that reason the Gemara is a little bit unsure how to understand pashup shan in this mishnah. So the Gemara says, raya ledavar makatani lo. Who said those words, raya ledavar? Ikuda am. Reb Shimon Gamliel k'tani lo. Some say it was Reb Shimon Gamliel that said it. V'achi kamar, and this is the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Raya ledover minayin. What's a raya? Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, "Hakol kibinyan heichal." Look at the heichal. The heichal conformed with that ratio. Meaning, it's all Reb Shimon Gamliel talking. The Chachamim say, "Rumay kechatzi yarka kechatzi rachboy." Enter Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says, "Raya ledover." It's interesting, by the way, on our Amid, it's not Ikeda Amri, it's Ikeda Amar. It's always Ikeda Amri. Tanakama Ktani Law. Some say that Tanakama was the one that said, Raya Ledavar, Verab Shimon Ben Gamliel, Atmuye Kometama. He's jumping in and he's interrupting the Tanakama. Vachi Kamale the Tanakama. Raya Minayin. Again, it's a little tricky. The Tanakama said, Rumay Kachatzi Yarka Chatzi Rach. And then the Tanakama, minding his own Indian, says, Raya Ledavar. All of a sudden, Shimon Gamliel was there and he jumped in. He said, Raya Ledavar, I know what you're about to say. You're about to say, Kibinyan Hechel. And he didn't like it. He said, Atu Kule Yalma Kibinyan Hechel Avdi. What, you think people conform with the Hechel? The Hechel is Neve Kochecha. That's all different Indian. And not necessarily does everybody conform with the Binyan Hechel. Either way, according to this Lishnah, Shimon Gamliel, Fakir, he's being chaylik. He doesn't necessarily agree with the Tanakhama. At the very least, he doesn't agree with his raya. So what are the two lashonis? Who said the words raya ledavar and pshat in the Mishnah? And is Rav Shimon Gamliel backing up everything that the Tanakhama said? Or fakir, he's coming a little bit like a kaya chatayna. Rumei kechatzi yor kechatzi rochboy, says Rav Shimon Gamliel with a whole edelkeit, raya ledavar. Kibinyan Hechel, or no, Rumay Kechatzi Yor Kechatzi Rochboy, Rai Ledavar, and Reb Shimon Gamliel comes in with a vengeance. Atmuye Kometama, he says, come again, what? I know what you're about to say, right? You have a Raya, if you have a Raya, you must mean the Hechel. Seriously, people live like the Hechel? The Hechel is, that's a whole different Madrega. Either way, Tanya, Acherim, Maim, Racherim, in a Braisa had a different shit. They said, Rumay, the height is Kikoy Roysav. It's like the beam. So this beam was a beam that went on the roof of the house, along the width of the house. So essentially, what Achirim seem to be saying is that the height is like that beam, which goes along the width. So it's the equivalent of the width of the house. Frek the Gemara, the obvious question, if that's the case, v'lema rumay k'rachbay. Rumay k'kaira, which is along the reichev, right? Feels like too much information. Just tell me very simple. Rumay k'rachbay. So it says two terutz. And iba yisema besa me'iloy ravach. A bias, it becomes wider on the top. And as a result, where the kaira is not a perfect indication of the real width of the house. So if you would say the real width of the house, you wouldn't chap. No, it's that kaira, which is a little bit wider on top. Because this beam used to have to go into sockets. And being that it went into sockets, again, it was a little bit longer than the width. Because the width is the width, and now this part of the beam that's in the socket. Now, if I care, rumay has to be nakarachbay. It has to be takak kaira, because it has to satisfy even those parts of the kaira that are inside the kavi, inside these windows, inside these sockets, and we are going to stop here. So as it relates to raid, the topic of the last several dafin has been wine. And I think it's kedai to shear one ha'ara. It's a ha'ara nefua on the topic of yayin. So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Chamra Mazla de Marigot. A person's wine is going to be as good and as bad as his mazel. So if the person has good mazel, he's going to have good wine. If he has bad mazel, he's going to have bad wine. Rashbam said that it's not so much his mazel. It's really more, is he a Balgaiva or is he not a Balgaiva? As if to say, if you're a Balgaiva, it's going to be indicative in your wine. And if you're a humble person, when you taste your wine, we're going to chop that you're a humble person. But regardless, Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, Chamra mazel de marigot. And we saw on Amud Aleph that this memra isn't just a dvar agada, the in meshivan al agadas. To the contrary, this is something that has real bona fide halachic ramifications. The Gemara brought a very lamdash halacha for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina and said, Upliga the Rav Chiya bar Yosef, meaning this is not just a memra ba'alma, this is something that has real halachic ramifications. But at the same time, ein mikra yoytzei midei pshutai. There is some dvar agada and there's some musar which has to have some pnimius. The Rav Chiya bar Yosef was saying, and that is chamra mazli demari garim. I saw the Iyun Yaakov on his pirush, and ein Yaakov said that maybe this is a new pshat in what the Gemara says, that adam nikar bekisai, bekasai, u bekoisai. One of the three ways you can know who a person is through koisai. So pashi you learn, watch him drink, see how he behaves when he's under the influence. But he said, Lafi this Gemara, maybe this is a new taich. Adam nikar bekoisai. Why? Because a person, chamra mazal demarigarim. So drink his wine, and if his wine tastes good, oh, you'll know he's a humble person. And if his wine doesn't taste good, you'll know he's a balgaiva. This is a new taich, he said, in adam nikar bekoisai. But I just want to share with you shot that I saw in the Sefer Gaon Yaakov. Sefer Gaon Yaakov is on Agadata, and it was written by Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Mibavel, the son of the Ben Ishchai. And he says a pshat based on a Gemara in Masechtes Yuma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. In fact, if you look in the Ben Yoyada on this Gemara, the Ben Yoyada brings this pshat that he heard Mibni Rabbi Yaakov. So it's this shtickle here in the Sefer Gaon Yaakov, but it requires a little bit of an introduction. So about a year and a half ago, when Daf Yomi finished Masechtes Nozer, I had the privilege to speak at Beis Medrash of Lawrence, which is Tachas the Nesius of Rabbi Fortune Shlita, at their Siyam. I was a guest of Davi Safir, and the topic, Kemuvin, was Divrei Siyam on Masechtes Nozer. The laws of a nazar are that while a nazar is a nazar, he's not allowed to drink wine. Not only is he not allowed to drink wine, but he's not even allowed to eat grapes or anything that has any affiliation or association with wine. He's not allowed to cut his hair, and he's not allowed to come in close contact with a mace. When he finishes his naziris, he brings three karbonas, chatas, anoyla, shlomim. He does a tiglachas, the mitzvah, and then the pasuk says, va'acha yishte ha-nazir yayin. And all the Svarim are bothered that the Nazir just finished his Naziris, right? He just completed everything that he was supposed to do. So why does the Torah refer to this person now as a Nazir? V'acha yishta Nazir yayin? He just got done with that. He was a Nazir for the last 30 days, for the last 100 days, for the last year. V'acha yishta ha-Nazir? He's not a Nazir anymore. So why does the Torah say V'acha yishta ha-Nazir yayin? So Pashat, the way you learn the Pasuk is, meaning this person that was a Nazir up until this point, now, halakhically speaking, he's not a Nazir. But at the same time, this person that was a Nazir, he's now allowed to go ahead and drink wine. Stating that, the Kashuk of a Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Dami, in his Eretz Tzvi, he brings a machshava nifla that he heard from his Rebbe, Davni Nezer, who said pshat in why the Torah refers to this Nazir after he already completed his Naziris as still being a Nazir, v'acha yishta a Nazir yayin, with a little bit of an introduction. That is, we've mentioned many times throughout the years that it seems that there's a very strong association and correlation between Rava and wine. In fact, some of the most famous memories in Shas that talk about wine seem to be associated with Rava. We just had now, on the Tzadik Vav on the base, the Gemara said, Amar Rava, Kol Chamra, Deloidori Al Chad Tlas Maya, Lav Chamrahu. So once upon a time, the wine was too drink, was too strong to drink straight, right? You had to cut the wine. You had to dilute it a little bit. And Rava was the one who gave us the recipe in terms of how you're supposed to dilute wine. Rava said that Kol Chamra Deloidori Al Chad Tlas Maya, if the ratio of wine to water is not going to be one part wine to three parts water, Lav Chamru, it's not going to be wine. And this has ramifications in Halacha. But who said it? Rava said it. We had in yesterday's daf, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph. Rava said, Soichet Adam Eshkol Shalanovim V'Omer Olav Kiddush Hayoyim. Rava said that a person can take grapes, he can squeeze them, and he can make Kiddush. This is the Makar, that you can make Kiddush on grape juice. And who's the one that gave us this halacha that you can make Kiddush on grape juice? This is Rava. Rava's the one who taught it to us. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Rava Havishasi Chamra Kulei Mailo Yom Pescha. How did Rava spend his Erev Pesach? He would spend the entire Erev Pesach drinking wine. Why? Because Rava felt that if I'm going to drink wine the whole Erev Pesach, by the time the Seder comes, I'm going to make my brach on the matzah, I'm going to have such a taiva to eat the matzah, that I'm going to eat it with a tremendous cheshik, and that's a hidur, zekeli vanveyu, in the mitzvah of achilat matzah, right? That's why you're not supposed to eat arvei psachim, samach lechashcheich, aloyoich, says the Rashbam, so you should eat the matzah leteyovim, because it says zekeli vanveyu, and Rava wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilat matzah with this great hidur, so he spent the entire Erev Pesach drinking wine. So again, Rava is drinking wine. Another Gemara. Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Zayin, and Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara tells the story of Rava and Abaya, who we know come together throughout Shas, and they seem to always be together, right? They're always mamish, either arguing or agreeing. The Gemara there says that Abaya and Rava used to even dream the same dreams. And the Gemara says that they both had a Poisach Chaloimus that they used to go to. His name was Bar Hedya. And you would go to him, you would tell him your dream, and Bar Hedya would tell you what exactly your dream means. And the Gemara says that Abaya used to pay Bar Hedya. And because he used to pay Bar Hedya used to always tell him good things are going to come. Rava didn't pay him, and as a result, he always got these very pessimistic. He didn't get good interpretations of his dreams. And the Gemara goes on to tell the story, and whatever Bar Hedya told Abaya happened, and whatever he told Rava happened, and then Rava chap that the way this works is, right, the way you play this game is with Afshmir and Abyssal. And then he did that, and his fate changed. V'advar matikim, it's a fascinating blot or so of Gemara in Perek Raya Masechtas Brachos. So just to pick up on two of the dreams, the Gemara says, Amalei, Abaya and Rava, they had the same dream. They come to Bar Hedya, they told him, Chazan chasa al pumdani. We saw lettuce on top of a barrel of wine. What does this mean? So Bar Hedya turns to Abaya. Abaya Amalei tells him, if iskach kechasa. He says, you ever see lettuce? So a head of lettuce, it has all these layers and layers and layers. That's going to be your parnasa, your shefa. He says, your money is going to be coming, mamash, like a chasa. You're going to be pulling off money, and there's going to be more money. And you're going to pull off that, and there's going to be more money on top of that. If iskach kechasa. And Rava said, what about me? He says, you murder iskach kechasa. Right? Chasa is what you eat by murder. He says, your parnasa is going to be as bitter. It's going to be terrible. Your mamash, you're going to lose everything. Either way, the next night, they had a dream again. And chazam bisral pubdani. This time they saw not lettuce on top of a chavis of wine, but they saw flesh on top of a chavis of wine. So Abaya tells Bar Hedya, what does this dream mean? So he told him, Basik chamrach, v'asa kuliyama, lemizbam bisra v'chamrach minach. He says, your wine is going to be such good wine that people are going to come flocking to your wine, And the reason they're going to flock to your wine is because when they eat their meat, they're going to want to eat their meat together with your wine. And that's the remez, right? Meat goes well with wine and vice versa. So the point is that the bus is on top of the wine because this is going to be the perfect glass of wine to have together with me. And Rava says, and what about me? He says, oh, you, takif chamrach. He says, your wine is going to spoil. For us, lemizman bistra lemechalbe. He says, people are going to come and they're going to want to buy your wine not to drink. They're going to buy it to use as a dip for cooking. They're going to take the basner and they're going to dip it in. Either way, the Gemara goes on. He continues to tell the stories. Abaye always gets a good interpretation and Rava always gets a miserable, lousy, mamish a gefarlich, a depressing interpretation. But says Rashi right here in this Gemara, why were Abaye and Rava dreaming so much about wine? I just mentioned two of the dreams. There's even more regarding wine. Why are they drinking so much, dreaming so much about wine? Says Rashi, because heim hoyu mistakim b'yayin. You want to know what Abaye and Rava did for a living? They were in the wine industry, right? Rapapa was in the beer industry. Rava's in the wine industry. So again, you have Rava and wine. That's what he does for a parnasa. I'll give you an edel one that you would miss. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita Daf Tesamid Aleph. Amar Rava, Shalosh Koisai So Amurais Ben Mitzrayim Lama. So when the Sarah Mashkin dreams, three times it says the word Kois. The Kois Pare Biyodi. The Eschat Oisam El Kois Pare. The Etenes Al Kois Al Kav. So why does it three times Kois Yayin? So he says, it's referring to the three cups of wine, like in a bad way. Kois Tamrurim. That Egypt is going to have to drink. One was in the times of Moshe, one was in the times of Pari Nechai, and this is interesting. The third one is Limois HaMashiach. Limois HaMashiach, Egypt is going to play a little bit of a role. But the bottom line is this is another memra. We have Rava in the context of wine. Rava said in Masechtas Yuma, Chamra v'Reichani Pikchen. He says, you want to know why I'm a Pikeach? He said, there were two things that helped me achieve everything that I achieved. Number one, Chamra, which is wine. Number two, Reichani. I'm not going to translate. But the bottom line is, it was Chamra and Reichani, and it was those two things that got him to where he got. I'll tell you another one. This is the most famous memory in Shas related to wine. Mechayiv inish lepsume bepuria adala yada bein orer ham lebaruch martchai. Who said that? It's Gemara Masechtas Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis, and it's Rava that's the one that said that. So we've mentioned this many times, that Rava somehow was associated with wine. Truth is, if you look more carefully at the last few davin that we learned, kamat every single memra we just learned was Rava. Everything was Rava. And roiv of the famous memras in Shas related to wine are Rava's memras. And for years, just casually, in the course of the daf, we've mentioned, oh, here's another Gemara where Rav is talking about wine, and the question is why. So Yedidi, Rabbi Yitzi Silber, the Rishkoilo, he shared with me a beautiful Maramakim. And this Maramakim is in the Sefer Chelev Chitim. The author of the Sefer was a Gadol, a Tzaddik, a Makobol. He lived in Tunisia in the 18th century. His name was Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub Loimes. That was his name. Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub Loimes. Now, how did he get a name? Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub Loimes. So legend has it that when this big tzaddik was nifter, so the caretaker of the Beis HaKvaris wrote a matzeva. And he wrote on the matzeva, Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub, that was his name, Meis. Either way, that night he has a dream. And in his dream, the neshama of this tzaddik comes to him and he tells him, this is what you write in my matzeva, mace. Of a prostayid, you write mace. You're supposed to write nifter. Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub nispakish be yeshiva shalmaila. Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub holach loy lomoy. Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub mace. This is not the way you're supposed to write. Anyway, this person has this dream. He's all to chuckle. He wakes up. He goes running to his geshaft. He opens up the door. He doesn't even know what to do. So he takes a little asterisk and in between the word Taub and mace, he writes loy. And that's how it became Yikaru Shmai Bisrael. This year, his name was Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub loy mace. Either way. So in this sefer, Chelev Chitim, from Rabbi Yitzchak Chai Taub loy mace, in Masechtas Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis, he asked this kash that we've asked in the Chabura on and off for 12 years, Be'ezus Hashem. And that is, quote, Yesh lahakshos, lama rava oyev yayin. Why does Rava love wine so much? De b'chol makam amar Rava. He's always talking about wine. What is it about Rava and wine? He asked this kasha. And his teretz is a dover nifla adamoy. He said as follows. He said that Arizal writes in his ksofim that Rava was a gilgal of light. He said it's the soid of tainli hanefesh for rechush kachlov. And he said it's merumas in the pasik that when the malachim come to save light, it says they saved rechushoy ben achi Avram, and rechushoy ben achi Avram is Rosh HaTevis Rava. Reish Beis Aleph. So said Rabbi Yisachai tell Ploy Meis Echad Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha that Yesh Loimar Loit we know sinned terribly. He sinned with Bnoisav. And what was the sin? The sin was it got mamish to the point where even Chapu his daughters were. And what caused it? The pasuk says Vayishkar. It happened because he became drunk. Rava was Niskalgal in Loit and Rava had to be Mesak in that Pgam of Loit. And how was he going to be Mesak in that Pgam of Loit? He was going to drink wine, but he wasn't going to drink wine in the bad way. He was going to drink wine in the good way. He was going to drink wine and Fakek. He was going to use a Lekdusha. Bepchines Chamre Vereichani Pikhin. And that it was the Tafkid of Rava. Yes, the Rav's job in life is Havayis Dabai of a Rav. We know what Rav's job is. But at the same time, Rav also has this submission, this sub-shlichus, and that is he needs to be Mesakin. Ruchushoi ben Achi, he has to be Mesakin Loit. Loit's chet came through Vayishkar, and therefore what does Rav do? Rav has to drink wine, and Fakert, he has to use wine in a good way. He said, that's why Rav said, Chai v'nish l'psumi b'puria adaloyada. Because we know that when it comes to the halachic definition of drunk, what's the definition? It's kishechrusoi shel Loit. And Loit came to the point where he mamish couldn't be mavchin between an isha and his own daughters. So Rav held that the yid's avoidness Hashem has to come to the point where your mamish chai v'nish l'psumi adaloyada ben ar haman l'baruch martchai. That you have to go back to Shechrus HaYisholoit, but not be a Vayishkar, Vayiskal, and do all the things that Loit did. Faket, you need to use this Shechrus, and you have to use this wine, and it has to power you, and you have to use it L'toiv. And that's the objective. He says, that's why Rav used to drink wine the whole Erev Pesach. Because Rashi says in Chumash, when the Malachim came to Loit, Loit served them matzahs. And why do you serve them matzahs? Because Leil Pesach are you. So he says, if that night, Mapechas time we know was Leil Pesach. So if it happened Leil Pesach, it means this whole thing happened Leil Pesach. So he would drink wine the whole Erev Pesach. So by the time it came to the Seder, Rav was shik of the Loit. And Afiluachi, proud of the Seder. On that night, Daika, when his neshama sinned, because that's his avoida. His avoida is to go ahead and to do this. A person can drink wine like Loit, and a person can drink wine like Rava. You could drink wine where you're Vayishka and you come to what Loit came to. Pchisus shebe pchisus. And a person can drink wine, and it could be a bechina of Adla Yadav and Araham and Baruch Martchai, but it's Yom Kippurim because you reached Mamish, the holiest of the holy, and you come to the highest Madregas. You come to a Matziv where it's literally going to be Chamra Virechani Pikhin. It's a said the Kajuk Lava Goyen in the name of his Rebbe Avnei Nezer, that when someone was Makabal Nazir, so what did he do? He abstains from wine. He said, but the goal is not to never drink wine again. That's not the objective. Fakered, wine is a davar chashiv, it's a davar kaddish. The objective is for a person to learn to drink wine like Rava, and not to drink wine like Loit. So says the Torah, that you know what the objective is, you're going to be a nazir. And bimei nazirusa, you're going to be perish minayayin. But then when you finish your naziris, what are you going to do? V'acha yishte ha-nazir yayin. You're going to go back to drink wine again, but this time when you drink wine, you're going to drink it like a nazir. You're going to be drinking wine like a person that has a Havana, not like Loit. You're going to be drinking wine like Rava. Demis says, Rav himself said this. Rav himself said this. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma that I involve in the base. It's about wine and it's Rava. Rava Rami. Rava asks Stira. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yayin yishamach levav henosh, right? Now, it doesn't say V'yayin yishamach. It says V'yayin yishamach. But it could have said yishamach because there's no nekudas in the Torah, right? So that was Rava's kasha. Ksiv, it says V'yayin yishamach levav henosh. Yeah, it's V'karina, but it's not the way you read it. You read it V'yayin yishamach. So which one is it? Is it yishamach or yishamach? So it said Rava, Zocha. If a person is Zocha, Nisamchai. Then the Yayin is going to be Mesameachim. He's going to come to tremendous Madregas. It's going to be Chamre Verechani Pikhin. Loi Zocha. But if a person drinks wine and he's not Zocha, then it's Yeshamach. Meshamamoy. It's going to empty him. It's going to make him to a nothing. The Hainu Dama Rava Chamre Verechani Pikhin. Rava himself asked the Stira. Rava himself acknowledged that Yayin could be Yeshamach, but Yayin could also be Yeshamach. If you drink too much wine, it's yeshamach, right? It's not yeshamach, and pun intended. But the point is zocha. If a person is zoicha, you have the schos, then wine can bring you to the highest madregas. Rava's madrega is chamra v'reichani pikhin. It comes from wine. But at the same time, if a person drinks wine and he's loy zocha, and this person is not zoicha, then not. A person's relationship to wine, it sounds like, is b'mazlat alyo. Zocha, if you're zoicha, it's mesamchay. Loy zoche, if not, it's meshamemoyse. It said Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Yosef Chayim. Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Ben Ishchai, he said, Yesh loyma, that's pshan in this Gemara. The Gemara says here in Bava Basra, Om Rav Chir bar Yosef, Chamra mazlo demore garen. How wine affects a person, it's b'mazlo talya. The Rashbam said it's gaiva, but that's not the Lashon HaGemara, says the Goyin Yaakov. It's mazlo. The Teretz is, it's Rava's memra. Zocha, if a person is zoicha, otaguta mazlo, he's able to use it in the right way, then it's going to be mesamchai. And faket, if it's loy zocha, then it's going to end up being meshamamai. But the bottom line is, Rava's always talking about wine. We finally found the kasha. Lama Rava Oyev Hayayin. Why does Rava love wine so much? The Teretz is, this is not some prostataiva. The reason Rava loves wine so much is because it's in his nefesh. Rava came down on this world, he has to be Masakin Loit. And the whole chet of Loit came about how? It came about through wine. So Rava's job was to be Masakin that. But what you see here is that Yayin is something that could be used for the ruchnius of ruchnius, chamre v'reichani pikhin, but at the same time, kolaroyis soite b'kukula yazer atzma min ayayin. It's something that could bring a person literally to sha'el tachtis. Our job is to drink wine like Rava, and not to drink wine like Lech.